I'm Julie Rovner. President Bush's attempt to placate both sides in what has been a polarized debate was met with a surprisingly subdued reaction compared to the histrionics that have characterized the dispute over the past several months. The National Right to Life Committee, one of the groups most ardently opposed to federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, was downright supportive. Laura Echevarria is the group's spokeswoman.
We're delighted. President Bush's decision prevents the federal government from becoming a party to any further killing of human embryos for medical experimentation. The National Right to Life Committee mourns the loss of life for those embryos who have already been destroyed to obtain the stem cell lines that already exist. But we also recognize that we can't do anything to restore the lives to those embryos who have already been destroyed.
Most opponents of the funding, however, took more of an it-could-have-been-worse attitude towards the president's attempt to forge a compromise. Among them was conservative activist and former Republican presidential candidate Gary Bauer.
His argument is that these embryos were already destroyed, and these are just the stem cell lines that were derived from them. I would say that's the fruit of the poison tree, and he's splitting hairs, but nonetheless, it is better than where we thought he might go 7 or 8 hours ago.
Bauer warned that the president's reversal of his campaign vow not to allow such funding won't go without repercussions.
If it ended here, I think he might have escaped political damage. But what's unclear from tonight's statement is how hard he's willing to fight to stop the destruction of human embryos. There's going to be pressure from elements of Congress. And so I think he's still walking a tightrope on this one.
The problem for opponents of the research, says Bauer, is that while the immediate decision limits the number of embryos used,
he has opened the door in a way that may very well likely result in the destruction of further human embryos down the road, particularly if this research shows promise.
Supporters of embryonic stem cell research were also relieved that Mr. Bush did not totally block federal funding. Larry Goldstein is a professor of cellular and molecular medicine at the University of California at San Diego.
I don't think that it really goes far enough to satisfy what we think is needed in terms of science.
Goldstein says the problem is that the existing cell lines, and he and many others express surprise at the president's contention that there may be as many as 60 already in existence, may not be enough to adequately test the promise of embryonic stem cells.
By shutting the door on working with any new lines, you know, we don't know, for example, if you reach a roadblock with one of the existing lines, is it because of the way it was derived and grown, and would a little bit of experimentation with that process take care of the problem? And this shuts the door on being able to do that in a very efficient and straightforward way.
Patient groups expressed similar doubts. Actor Christopher Reeve, who was paralyzed in a horseback riding accident, has been a crusader for funding for embryonic stem cell research.
I do believe the president was acting in good faith. And I think, though, that there's a tremendous need to deal with the suffering of 100 million Americans who could be helped by all forms of stem cell research. So this is a good beginning, but we have to go and do more.
Those on both sides of the debate say the next move will be Congress's. So far, majorities in both the House and Senate, including some strong abortion opponents, have expressed support for federal funding. And had President Bush opted not to fund any research, the expectation was he would have faced quite the fight this fall. But some members of Congress, including Pennsylvania Republican Jim Greenwood, who supports broader stem cell funding, said the decision may well have at least bought the president some time.
My guess is that most members of Congress, majority, certainly in the president's party, in the Republican, our party, would probably give him the benefit of the doubt and let this proceed for a while before we quickly undermine his decision.
Those on both sides agreed on something else, that the details of the decision are critical. And as those details become clearer, one side or the other could well end up taking back some of the more supportive things they've said so far. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.